Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us for our first segment is a gentleman who is known as the president and TEO of Honest Tea. We have Seth Goldman joining us. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, sir.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be with you.
Yeah, first and foremost, talk to me about being somebody who is presiding over a company like yours.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from the Boston area, which has always been a market that is focused on health and wellness. And so I actually ran track in college. And was always thirsty, and I felt like there was never a drink out there that would quench my thirst that wasn't loaded with tons of sugar. Mm. And so because there wasn't anything on the market, I actually got together with my co-founder, who was he grew up in Newton, but he was my professor at the Yale School of Management, and we launched Honest Tea. And the idea is a beverage company with, a lot less sweetener, and then, of course, we made the drinks organic and fair trade. And so we've grown over time, but we've always been interested in connecting with people around transparency and authenticity. And so for us, one of the natural outgrowths of that commitment was to see how much Americans around the country embrace those values. Mm. And that led us to this national experiment we just concluded called the National Honesty Index.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time that you've done this, correct?
Right. We've been doing it now for 6 years.
Okay.
And it's a fun experiment, I would say the results, there's definitely some messaging in the results too. So what we do is we set up racks of tea. We do it in dozens of countries, of course, including Boston. And we put up a sign that says $1 a bottle, honor system. And then we put out a Lucite box where people can put money in the box and take a bottle. But there's nothing requiring the people to put money in. There's no cashier. There's no uniform personnel. There's no visible cameras. What we do is we have usually there are summer interns who stand nearby and have a clipboard or an iPad, and they track the results. They'll write down, if someone put money in the box or if they didn't, if it's a man or a woman, what their hair color was. And then over the course of that, we do it for a day. In Boston, we did it on July 31st. We did it just behind Faneuil Hall.
Okay.
I actually was in Boston that day for it. And then we tabulate all the results from all the different cities, and we come up with a national average, and then we also come up with obviously results by city and by sex and by hair color. And we put all of those results at our website at nationalhonestyindex.com.
So let me ask you this. From what I'm understanding, if you could, give us the sample size. How many cities around the country did you do? And if you would, tell us how the city of Boston did, because I'm curious to know how they did.
Yeah. So we did it in dozens of cities. The total this year was 27 different cities all around the country. And one of the things that's interesting before I share with you the numbers is when I ask people, what do you expect the results for this, something like this would be? What percent of people do you think would be honest? I usually hear guesses around 70%. Maybe 70% of people will put money in. But what's interesting was that this year we saw the results at 94%. 94% of people around the country put money in the box.
Hmm.
And to me, that's always struck me. It's higher than people expect. Boston was certainly higher than expectations, but actually a little below the national average. Boston was at 85% this year. So little bit down below the average.
How did it, because you've ranked this over 6 years, was it a significant drop from the year prior when you did this here in the Boston area?
Yeah, well, last year Boston was at 89%. And we've had, I remember early on, there was 1 year where Boston was up pretty high. But it moves around. Part of it has to do with location. Part of it is, it's interesting when I've watched these experiments, sometimes you get a little flow of people, and if one person starts taking a product, the other people will follow. And so you know, there's different variables that contribute to, you know, sometimes the location. I remember we did it once at Prudential Center versus Faneuil Hall, and saw some, you know, a little bit of different results. But what is interesting is that over time, you know, the results are very consistent, meaning that 94%, you know, the national average. We've seen it, you know, sometimes 93, sometimes 95, but it's been a pretty tight band. I mean, enough to say that these aren't just random results. There's definitely a, you know, I'd say a consistent behavior that we're seeing across the country.
Okay. And again, we're speaking with Seth Gorman. He is the president and TEO of Honest Tea. So I got to kind of really get to the chase here. Let's go to the gender thing. Who is more honest? Were the gals more honest than the guys, or vice versa?
Yeah, no, women more honest than men, and you know, in Boston was no exception. So in Boston, the women were 89% honest, while the men were 84% honest. So, that's a consistent behavior we've seen just about everywhere. I think in Denver, the men were more honest, but just about everywhere else, the women were more honest.
No, I also believe that other than just kind of seeing how we did as a nation when it came to being honest, if they knew nobody was watching them, I believe that there's actually money that's going to a charity as a part of this experiment, right?
That's right, yeah. We, you know, because we're not selling this in stores, these are just on the street, so we just take all the proceeds and we donate it to a national nonprofit called Food Corps, and their work is focused on helping educate children around healthy, nutritious food. And so for us, it's just a nice way to, we're obviously not doing this to make money. We're doing this as a way to conduct the experiment and good cause to support.
So it definitely, it's going to a good cause. And it also, it kind of helps us figure out what's going on with us as a culture. Did you, or have you thought of maybe in the future, besides just going with the gender, maybe going with age to see if there might be a difference in age as,
you know,
to the oddity?
We thought about it, but the challenge is, you know, from an observer, as you observe somebody, how do you, you know, it's hard to categorize that.
Okay.
So we did categorize, you know, gray hair as one of the groups of hair colors.
Good.
Which, by the way, we're 94% honest, but it gets tricky. You know, certainly once you think about age or even race, those types of things are just harder to classify. And like I said, because you can't go up and ask somebody because you'll throw off the whole experiment.
Right.
we only go on what we call the easily observable characteristics. Now, someone would argue, well, someone, you know, could change their hair color, and of course that's true. But we just go with what we can see.
Okay. Anything that you want to say in closing? And again, thank you for being a guest and sharing the results of this. But anything you want to say in closing?
Sure. So two things. One is that all of the results can be viewed at nationalhonestyindex.com. And the other is that we have set up a hashtag, Refreshingly Honest, where we're encouraging people to share the honest parts of their lives. You know, so often when you look at someone's life, you know, online, it's glamorized. And so we thought, wouldn't it be fun to show the more what we call refreshingly honest moments, the unfiltered moments where you see life as it is, not as it's idealized.
Well, I definitely look forward to checking out the website and also following up on more studies that you conduct as part of the National Honesty Index that you guys do on an annual basis. And thank you very much for being a guest.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
You got it. There he is, Seth Gorman. He is the president and TEO of Honest Tea, kind of talking to us about an experiment, a social experiment that they did not only here in the Boston area, but all over the country. We're going to step aside, but when we come back, I promise, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.